Newcastle, you big beautiful thing, you.
Good morning.
Just strap on.
We'll do it live.
I've been probed.
Just do it.
You'd be such a bad test case for the human race.
I'm no intelligent life foul.
Time to get that fun feeling with Nick.
Hey, Riddlers.
Jess.
I could break you.
And Ducko.
Strap yourselves in. You're in my town now, baby. We want that we.
It's Saturday, Sunday, what?
Oh, we did it. Made another week in lockdown. Made it to Friday.
Good morning.
Feels good to be here.
Oh, sure does. What is your plan for the weekend, guys?
Mate, picnics. Woo. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm going to have a picnic with my vaccinated friends.
Yes.
Either of you fully vaccinated? Yeah, Gilman is. Yeah.
No, I'm not fully vaxxed. We did sell our house, though.
Oh, so congratulations. House been,
thank you. So
how
we,
much for?
The buyers would like the price to remain undisclosed.
Oh, cool, good.
That's what I'm falling back on. They actually did say that. But no, so we have hired a truck. We have to get all our crap out of there and let them move in. So that's what we're doing over
can
the weekend.
Can you get help from people in these times to move out?
No, so I am the help.
Oh.
So you can imagine how long this is going
to
take.
Because I would have rushed over to help. Oh,
oh,
shame.
Do you need any help?
You know what? Let's stall it. Let's stall it for a month. I'll contact the buyers and be like, hey, my friends have offered to help.
Yeah.
Just hang on a bit.
Yeah.
They're going to help us in a month's time when things have lifted. That's so kind, boys.
So which date?
So it might be, what, the 18th, Freedom Day? Maybe we can...
I was going to do my back on the 17th. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I was just playing going to get some maggot drunk on that day.
So I won't be on Freedom Day.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's just a couch and a fridge and a washing machine and a dishwasher and a TV unit
fun
and
stuff.
Two beds and two bed frames and... Yeah, that's all I've
got. I hate moving. I actually get anxiety thinking about having to move from our current house we're in when we do have to move one day.
It's terrifying because you don't realise how much crap you have until you've got to put it all in a truck.
Oh,
it's like, I don't have that much stuff. Oh, wait, yeah I do.
Yeah.
You get like four boxes thinking, how much stuff do I have?
How much stuff do I have?
And then that's a quarter of the linen closet.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So much linen.
So that's our plans for the weekend.
Good
it's going to be
times.
Fun. I'm going to come back on Monday. Star buff, though.
You will.
Yeah,
that's
you
like
are
a hell of a workout.
Or
you'll
have pulled something.
Yeah.
And you'll be limping.
Probably more likely.
Yeah. Very early. Like your races, your running races back in the day.
Yes.
I'm losing.
My ankle.
I just fall apart.
Mr. Reed, I can't do it anymore.
Mr. Reed, no. Oh, you'd be pasta. Hey, Hugh Sheridan's on the show today because Back to the Rafters is back with Back to the Rafters. It's out now on Amazon. Obviously, I got up at 3 and streamed it.
Good on you.
It's out right now, you know.
How were the 6 episodes?
So good, mate. Nostalgic. No, I haven't watched it yet, but I'm very excited. I'm going to get home and watch it.
Yes.
This is my jam, this show. You wouldn't think it, but it is. Well, it was. Hopefully, I still like it.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're picking up the story. Same characters, just like 6 years down the track.
Yeah.
So surely that wholesomeness is still there.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Fingers crossed.